Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. AI this and AI that. Hell, we've even got AI tumble dryers. There's a lot of hype, a lot of fear, a lot of overestimation, and a lot we are actually going to be blindsided by. But it is the future, no question. Our jobs market is going to be indelibly changed by this next revolution. It's not an industrial revolution, it's a thought revolution. And whatever's going to happen, there's a lot going on, and it's affecting the financial markets because everyone's trying to bet on this future. And that's exactly what happened this last week when a new Chinese upstart called DeepSeek started challenging ChatGPT. And the long and the short of it, this was an offshoot from Meta making their AI open source and Chinese company leveraging it, while ChatGPT had spent billions, and I think there might be some more zeros than that, developing theirs. Allegedly DeepSeek, their initial test was about $6 million. And it gets even more interesting when you realize that they're doing a lot fewer microchips. So NVIDIA's shares went down for the first time ever in a huge way, shedding huge value. So what is DeepSeek and what does it do well and what doesn't? Well, from our point of view right now, it's basically exactly the same as ChatGPT. It's a little more Chinese-leaning because it was trained on a lot of Chinese stuff, but that is now opening up. It's got live data from about mid-last year. And then another important feature, if you're not using it very intensely right now, if you download the app onto your phone, using it is free. I ran it doing a comparison between ChatGPT and itself, and essentially, it said if you're doing Chinese stuff, DeepSeek's going to be a lot better. If you're doing multi-language stuff, ChatGPT is going to be better. But even that's not true because the data has now changed. And quite frankly, DeepSeek is giving you very good data on the stuff that it has already learned, which, as I say, is about 6 months out of date. So the bottom line, it works brilliantly. It does the stuff. It makes the same stupid mistakes ChatGPT would. If you are going to use it for doing something important like writing, don't do something important like plagiarism. Do something like writing. Let it form your source document and then start editing like a real human being and doing proper research and checking. It doesn't work as well as my favorite search engine, Perplexity, which leverages all of these things because it doesn't give you references. So if you want those references and you are going to do the hard work, I suggest you go to something like Perplexity. But if you do want something just like ChatGPT to write code, to write whatever, just go ahead and do it. I mean, there are other options. So if you're in the Google universe, you'll find that Gemini is now available as a standalone app. There is a certain amount of use that's free. There's a certain amount that's paid. But the change, as they say, is a coming. So that's it for this week. Do go and try out DeepSeek. It is free. There are possibly some data issues around that. Maybe you want to use it in a confidential browser of some sort. Up to you. I, for one, am playing with it. I'm not too scared of it. I think that the fear that you can have of the Chinese is exactly the fear you should have with the Americans or anyone else taking your data. So either your data's open or it's closed. Your choice. Caveat emptor, as they say. And that's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on most social media channels @DavidDondi. And of course, that's DavidDondi. And as always, you'll find the podcast of this and previous shows at fmr.co.za.